Hi, I'm Teresa Hegel, and this is Wearables Talk. I'm speaking with Chuck Solomon, co-founder of LineHire, a software firm that helps companies with hiring needs. Recruiting and retaining well-qualified employees is one of the top five challenges facing apparel decorators, according to the 2017 Wearables State of the Industry Survey. Chuck has some expert tips on employee recruitment to help solve this problem. Thanks for joining us, Chuck.
Thanks for having me.
So my first question is, where are some of the places you should be posting job ads these days? And what are some of the things you need to stress, you know, when you put those ads together?
Great question. There's lots of places to post ads, from Indeed to LinkedIn to Craigslist, and even for some folks, the good old-fashioned newspaper still works for some. My suggestion is to track where your applicants are coming from, so you know the source, so you can go ahead and get rid of the sources that don't work for you and, you know, maybe double down on the sources that do. But backing up a second, I would say, really, before you start putting ads out, you should really look at, employers should really look at their job descriptions and their ads themselves, and really look at them in terms of, this is like marketing material for your company. You're not trying to attract customers, you're trying to attract new staff. So do a revisit on your job descriptions and job ads, and maybe spice them up a bit. I had a client recently that was trying to hire a marketing specialist, and they decided they're going to change the job title to Marketing Ninja. It might not work for, you know, a company in banking or financing, but I think your members are in the, you know, ads and promotion and branding. I think it might, you know, might work better for them. So spicing up the actual job ads, making it look more like marketing material. And I think the bottom line is answering the question that the applicant is asking in their own mind, why is this a great place to work and why is this a great job? Your job description and your job ad should try to answer that to prospective applicants.
And what about, you mentioned some of like the traditional places to look or, you know, to post the jobs. What about like social media? Does that work for people too?
Yeah, I think I see oftentimes, you know, it's 2017, companies don't even post their jobs on their own website, which is a something free to use, as well as their social media accounts, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, whatever social media outlets they're using. They should, after they beef up and spice up their job ads, they should share it widely.
Right.
Also, for companies that are a brick and mortar, have a storefront, having a we're hiring sign isn't right. A bad idea, or businesses that have vehicles that are, you know, wrapped to vehicles, having a, you know, signage on there that says we're hiring.
Right.
I think you can't really shortchange yourself in the number of places that you put these ads up there, just as long as you're tracking, so you can measure your return on investment. I also think it looks good for prospective customers too. Like a prospective customer might say, wow, you're hiring, must mean business is good. That's good. It sort of reinforces your relationship with customers and prospective customers as well.
Okay. So can you share a few ideas for scouting out potential employees to actually, you know, what can you do to find the good ones?
Sure. I guess you need to start scouting today for your opening, you know, your job openings down the road a bit. So think more like a sports team. Like the Houston Astros spent years in scouting and building a team before they won the World Championship this year. So think more like a sports team and be out scouting, looking for places. Some places where you should look, your own existing employees, ask them for referrals. Who do they know? Who do they think would be a good teammate and join your team? Also asking your customers, letting your customers know that you're hiring is usually a good thing. Customers see that in good light. Another thing that I'm seeing happening, it's not for all companies, but some companies are considering rehiring past employees, sort of giving them a second chance. With the unemployment now at 4.1%, this is another sort of avenue. Again, it doesn't work for all companies, but giving a past employee a second chance might be a good option.
Okay. Once you actually have these new employees, what are some things you can do to help increase retention? How do you keep your employees happy?
Sure. I think it starts with being a great place to work. Even before that, you can go to your existing employees and ask them, survey them. If you want really honest answers, have an outside third party survey them about, what they like, dislike, what they'd like to improve with your actual company, so you can work towards making your workplace the best workplace to work in your area. Another thing, it's not for all companies, but some companies do what's called exit interviews. They go ahead and they have an outside third party go ahead and interview past employees about what they like, what they didn't like, stuff. Asking your existing or former staff what they like, dislike, what they'd like to improve is one way that they can feel committed to the business and staying longer. I think after you sort of get the survey information back, you kind of need to act on it. So, and there's lots of different tools to do surveying with as well. But I think really, when employees express their reasons for leaving jobs, it's not about pay or benefits or things like that. It's usually about, they're being valued. They're seeing that there's a career progression, that they're supported by management. Those are typically the top, level things. So I, for example, worked with a company that was having a hard time with recruiting and retaining staff, and it was a construction company, and they had a hard time finding experienced people. So they started bringing people in and created a career progression of them. You start as a sort of an apprenticeship, you go to a next level, a next level, a next level, and then ultimately you get to be a supervisor. So it doesn't work for all businesses, but showing somewhat of a career progression, so when a person comes in, they're not going to be at that same level role forever. They have a way to move up. And the final point I would make about how to keep employees happy is try to figure out a way to make them a partial owner. Mm-hmm. And that's different for all things. The people care about things that they have ownership in and are invested in. And there are, vehicles in ESOP is one vehicle. But talk to your accountant and lawyer about making part of the equity in the company employee owned, and have your employees don't give that to them, make them earn into it. So they appreciate it more if they earn into it. But if you're making employees part owner in the company, then they care about the success of the company, and they're definitely gonna stick around longer.
Right. All right. Well, thank you so much, Chuck. That's all the time we have. I'm Teresa Hegel. Thanks for listening to Wearables Talk.